It's Valentine's Day. This morning, President Obama advised all you men out there, go big. Oh, and he also had a message for Congress. Pass the payroll tax extension by the February 29th deadline, or the average American will pay a little over $1,000 a year more in taxes, and extend unemployment benefits.
And they need to do it now, without drama and without delay. No ideological sideshows to gum up the works. No self-inflicted wounds. Just pass this middle-class tax cut, pass the extension of unemployment insurance, do it before it's too late, and I will sign it right away.
Yesterday, House Speaker John Boehner shocked some of his rank and file by agreeing to the extension of the payroll tax cut without the previous demand of offsetting budget cuts. But can he sell that to fellow Republicans? And haven't we been here before? Gail Shattuck is senior congressional correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. Gail, the speaker expected to meet with House Republicans tomorrow. You say that should be an interesting conversation.
No, absolutely. He has, ever since the freshman arrived, been trying to shape expectations about what is possible while letting, as he says, the House express itself and be the House. And it really is coming down to crunch time on that with this payroll tax issue, because it's just such a hard sell for Republicans who claim to be against raising taxes. And this sure looks like raising taxes, and will to every American with a payroll as of March 1st.
But on the other hand, these Republicans, and you'd mentioned the freshmen in particular, had pledged that any tax cut had to be paid for by cuts elsewhere. And while this payroll tax cut, if it's extended, would increase the deficit by $100 billion and divert that money from the Social Security Fund, supporters of extending it say they can replenish the Social Security Fund if needed from other Treasury funds, and the money will be spent by Americans and boost the economy. But Republicans, you know, are still holding, you know, they have this pledge that it has to be offset by cuts elsewhere, and it won't be.
Well, it's going to be interesting how, you know, both sides have inconsistencies here. Democrats for decades have said, do not cut into Social Security. That ought to be a dedicated funding stream. And here they are, the ones cutting into Social Security, the dedicated funding stream. Now, they say that'll be replenished from tax receipts, but that makes it a much less solid element of support. Republicans, as you say, have said, you know, we are for cutting taxes, and they look, in this case, as if they're not. But I think where this gets very interesting, we've got an election coming up in November. Obviously, both sides are thinking about that. But we've got a huge tax issue coming up by the end of December of this year. Do we extend the Bush tax cuts? Now, the Republicans, if they said, well, we insist on offsets to extend the payroll tax cut, but no, we're not going to insist on them for the Bush tax cut, that's pretty inconsistent. So suddenly they're on consistent ground here. Whether it will fly with voters or even hold their caucus together, that's not clear.
Well, today President Obama was surrounded by Americans who'd sent messages into the White House about how they'd be affected if the payroll tax cut wasn't extended. It said that's about $40 per paycheck if your paycheck's every couple of weeks. And there was an entrepreneur named Terry who said that that extra $40 from the extension would mean choosing between buying gas to get to work or paying for the internet connection for his small business. You can imagine that the White House was hungry to put him forward because, you know, this is what the Republicans have been saying, that they are supporting small businesses, and it, you know, in that case, it wouldn't seem so.
That's right. Yeah. Now, this is now, forget the budget as a document. It's irrelevant. It's never going to come up for a vote, at least on the Senate side. The majority leader has already said that. It's all about politics now. It's all positioning for the election and trying to hold together the voters that are most important to your base and hopefully some element of a coherent position. The president, for example, promised when he was elected that by the end of his first term he would have cut the deficit to in half. That would be about $650 billion. Well, with this budget, we're looking at $1.3 trillion. Now, how does he explain that, and is it important? Republicans hope they can make a lot out of that in the election. It's not clear that the voters care at this point or whether jobs is more important.
Gail Shattuck of the Christian Science Monitor, with a lot on the payroll tax cut dispute and a little bit on the budget there, both on the front burner. Now, Gail, thanks so much.
You're welcome.